Thanks for listening to the Doug Gottlieb Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday, 3 to 6 Eastern, 12 to 3 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Doug Gottlieb Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
What up with you, Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio. We're broadcasting live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio studios. Call 888-FARMERS to switch and you can save on auto insurance. What else are you going to do with your phone for the next few minutes? Look at pictures of food you ate or your friends ate again? No, call 888-FARMERS for a quote.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
All right, there's big news in the NFL that Philip Rivers announced his retirement today, and he did so in I thought, perfect form, right? Like, called Kevin Acey. Kevin Acey was the guy who covered him with the San Diego Union Tribune for like a decade with the Chargers, and or actually more than that with the Chargers. And, you know, he let him break the story. Then he had kind of a classic Philip Rivers press release. And we want to get some perspective on it. Rich Ornberger is a former offensive lineman in the NFL and a teammate of PR's. You can hear Rich every Sunday at 1 Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio alongside Steve Hartman. Rich, what's the experience like of an offensive lineman playing with Philip Rivers?
It's a dream come true because wherever you're at in your career, you realize this is a quarterback who can teach you a lot. You know, I came in to the Chargers as a fifth-year player thinking that I had a pretty good handle on everything I really needed to know about my position, about defenses and what they're trying to do to us. And, you know, I grew up in the Patriot system, and there's a bunch of bright coaches and players running around there too. But then I got in the room with Philip Rivers, and he's got the mind of a coach. And clearly that's what he's intending on doing now, moving on from football as coach's son at the high school level. But we're talking about a bunch of pros, and in my case, a veteran, guys younger. I mean, guys, very few who are older, but even guys who are in the room who had been with him for a decade were learning things from him. He's just an incredible educator. And then on top of all of that, he's just a good dude. And so, you know, when you're surrounded by good people, especially somebody who you're paid to protect, it makes the role all that more important to you as an offensive lineman. You want to see this guy do well, have success, keep on his feet, all the things that you're being paid to do, but there's the added benefit that he's impossible not to like. So, yeah, he in many of his offensive linemen's minds, he's the favorite because he was so generous with his knowledge of the game, but also with his time. He spent a lot of time with us.
Yeah, no, I mean, I don't, you know, it's interesting when you're in that position, you're the face of a franchise, you make a lot of money, and he was a guy that could throw a pick, and he was a guy that was seen at least on TV as being kind of outspoken. You would think that there'd be enemies along the way. Like in coaching, they say every year you coach, you make a new enemy. I don't recall guys that I've met that play with him that have anything bad to say about him, but you actually lived it. What was he that beloved within the entirety of the locker room, not just the offensive line room?
Yeah, no, he was beloved by all of his teammates. And you know, it's so funny. I always feel this way when I'm sort of eulogizing somebody's career.
Right.
You know, he's still around. So we're talking about him in the past tense because he's no longer going to be playing on NFL Sundays, but he's going to be under the Friday night light somewhere in Southern Alabama. But yeah, no, all of his teammates really loved him as a teammate because there's an authenticity that is, present and I guess maybe that's the right word to describe him is present. It didn't matter if he was talking to the 53rd man on the roster or, you know, a practice squad guy who might be cut tomorrow. He had time for you. You know what I mean? It was important to him to know everybody. And not every player is like that. Not every quarterback's like that. Not every star receiver or running back is like that. You know, and some of that's personality traits. You know, some guys just aren't as, you know, genuinely nice and friendly as Philip Rivers is. It's just not part of their character. It's not what makes them tick, but he's a genuinely, authentically friendly guy who loved to spend time in the locker room, loved to spend time with his teammates, loved to talk about football, and his care and consideration for his team and for the sport that he loved to play poured out of him at every moment that he was in the building. It was just very apparent that he was exactly where he wanted to be, and that was in a locker room or on a field practicing or playing football.
Rich Hornberger joining us, Doug Gottlieb Show here on Fox Sports Radio. Philip Rivers retires, not a surprise. Do you think Ben Roethlisberger should hang him up?
I'm a big fan of good editing. You know, when I go and I see a movie, I love happy endings, but I don't mind, you know, sort of the abrupt ending where you're like, oh wow, no, that makes sense, because if the movie kept going, it would feel long. And, you know, Breeze, Rivers, Roethlisberger, I mean, there is a possibility where they'll go out there and they'll start to go stale, because every quarterback who spent too long at the party eventually does. You know, whether there's a diminishment of arm talent, or, you know, the game in some way has passed them by. I mean, there have been examples in the past. I don't want to drag anyone here, but there have been examples of this. So I think it's great editing to really sort of understand where you're at in your career, what you have to look forward to in terms of family and enjoying the rest of your life, because it's a long life after football, and not staying at the party for too long. So I think even though it ended on a sour note, Drew Brees should seriously consider it this offseason. And I feel the same way for Ben Roethlisberger. And walking away on your own terms, it doesn't matter how good or bad your final moment in the NFL was, is better than walking away not on your terms, you know, whether it be on the back of a cart because you got injured or worse, you know. So I think it's a wise decision, especially when you've logged a lot of years and a lot of great years in the league, to start considering your exit.
Rich Hornberger joining us in the Doug Gottlieb Show on Fox Sports Radio. Tom Brady's 43 years old. You played with him. I know he's a great cold weather quarterback. I believe this is the anniversary of the Tuck game today, which was in just awful snow early in his career. Hadn't been as good in the bad weather at the late run. You know, Kansas City wasn't good. And then last year against Tennessee, whether it's supporting cast or just he's not playing as well or age. Now you're 43, you go to Tampa for half a year. Even as he's anybody who's been in warm weather, like, your blood does thin out. Going to go up to Green Bay. Boy, I don't know. I just, that's really, really hard on an old body to go play at 43 to go play in that weather.
I would agree with you, but I can't because, frankly, he's not your typical 43-year-old.
No, I understand. I just, he keeps looking younger. I don't know what's going on there.
Yeah, it's like he's aging in reverse. I think about weather, and I'm 35. Like, geez, you know, my knees are aching, and I think it's going to rain. And then, sure enough, we got a drizzle by the afternoon. For whatever reason, Tom Brady looks like, you know, he's getting younger, not older, and he's playing that way too. And as this Buccaneers offense continues to gel, it's only looking better and better. And so, yeah, I love the way Aaron Rodgers is playing, and this is obviously a huge moment in his career, the first time he'll ever host an NFC Championship game in Lambeau. But I just, you know, having spent 3 years a teammate with Tom Brady and knowing the type of competitor he is and understanding how throughout his career he's just spent an entire career silencing doubters, I'm not betting against him. I think, you know, it's going to be one of those moments where post-game everybody sort of sits back and says to themselves, well, yeah, of course he won. He's the GOAT. But at the same time, we're all going to marvel at the significance of that accomplishment because, like you said, he's 43, and it just sort of seems like there should be a ceiling on how much better it can get. So I think it's going to be the Bucks in the Super Bowl representing the NFC Conference until I'm proven otherwise.
Doug Gottlieb Show here on Fox Sports Radio. All right, let's go to the AFC. Buffalo survives. The defense played well. The offense kind of hit and miss. Terrible weather. Now they're going to Kansas City. And everybody thinks Kansas City's like the Warriors. If they decide they're going to beat you, they're going to beat you. What's the likelihood Buffalo pulls the upset?
Well, I mean, it's likely if Mahomes doesn't play. Let's put that out there first. I don't think that's going to be the case. I think somehow Patrick Mahomes is going to find it within him to get out there on the field, whether or not that behooves him, you know, whether he's completely healed from this concussion or not. And it seemed like a pretty significant one last weekend. So, you know, we'll see what the prognosis is going to be. But assuming he does play, and we're seeing two of the best quarterbacks in the league this year facing off against each other, like you said, the Chiefs just find a way. And so if I was, you know, sort of somebody grabbed my arm and walked me right up to a sports book and said you had to put all of your money on one of these two teams to win outright, I'm taking the Chiefs. But the deal is this. Do the Bills have a chance? They absolutely do. That defense played against one of the most significant offenses in the NFL right now and made them look like a bunch of scrubs in the Ravens. I mean, they made Lamar Jackson play left-handed all game long, and it's not just because of their run defense, it's also because of their pass defense too. They did a really nice job frustrating his receivers and especially his tight end, who had a great season catching the ball on those intermediate routes for him, and gave Lamar Jackson all he could handle and eventually knocked him out of the game. And so this is a vicious defense. As much as we talk about Josh Allen and we talk about, you know, the impressive season he has and the steps that he's taken as a quarterback and you know, the addition of Stephon Diggs and the run game that seems to just be improving as the weeks go on, I think it's their defense that really gives them an opportunity. So this should be a slugfest, but if I'm going to put all my money on one team and I had to, I'm betting the Chiefs.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's how everybody feels. Like, I think it's going to be a really good game, but at the end of the day, I like and maybe even love where Josh Allen is going, but he's trying to go to a place where the guy on the other sideline already occupies, right?
Right, yeah.
So like, you know, the best possible scenario for Josh Allen is he plays like Pat Mahomes, and Pat Mahomes plays like Pat Mahomes because he is Pat Mahomes. So there's kind of the general premise to my argument as well. Rich Hornberger joining us in the Doug Gottlieb Show here on Fox Sports Radio, a guy who played forever in the league and, of course, with the Patriots and with the Chargers. I do want to ask you about AFC Championship games, NFC Championship games. Like, what now that everybody's played a week, and some of these teams have played, you know, two, like, they ain't stopped playing, right? Like, Tampa, they didn't play wars at the end of the season. Buffalo was kind of set, but playing a third week in a row, do you think that has an effect on their performance?
Yeah, I'm sure. It absolutely does. You know, I mean, from an injury standpoint, late season, I mean, the games take a greater toll, you know, than they do earlier in the year. And it's just because by the end of the season, you're really just a summation of the injuries you've piled up throughout the year. And sometimes you're lucky and it's not too many. But sometimes you're not, and, you know, you're playing at 80% or maybe 70% or 60%. But, shoot, you know, 60% is better than the next guy in, so you stay in the game. And so teams that are able to, you know, rest, you know, get earn that first-round bye like the Chiefs had, you know, it helps. It goes a long way to just sort of recovering, and teams who sort of have to fight through the wild card round and then into the divisional round. While you can make the argument, well, sure, I mean, though, but they've gotten more practice and more games in recently. The season's a grind, and especially if you have a veteran-laden roster, they know how to play, they know how to win. What they really need is their bodies to feel great and ready to play when they take the field on an important weekend, and there's no more important weekend other than the Super Bowl than championship week in your conference. And so, you know, obviously the Chiefs have the benefit in this case. The Packers have the benefit in this case, getting a little needed rest and only playing in the divisional round. But that doesn't mean that the Bills don't have a chance, nor the Bucks. It just means that they haven't had the time to recover.
I agree with you. But you lived it, and we just talk about it. Rich Hornberger, former offensive lineman and a good one. And he's also a great radio host. You can check him out Sunday, 1 Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific, here on Fox Sports Radio alongside the legend Steve Hartman. Rich, we'll talk soon. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, you bet. Yeah, thanks, Doug.
Pleasure's all mine. It's Doug Gottlieb Show live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio Studios. Call 888-FARMERS to switch, and you can save a bundle on your auto insurance. Sometimes you need to step back and recognize your flaws before you can move forward. One head coach in the NFL is doing just that. I'll tell you who it is next. But first, Bet Rivers Sportsbook wants to invite you to discover the complete sports betting experience. The foundation of that experience is a massive number of betting options on nearly every regulated sporting event from around the world. Add on top of that, live streaming of sports every day, and there's almost always a live match to watch on Bet Rivers Sportsbook right on your phone. Bet Rivers features top-tier customer service, ready to answer any question anytime, day or night. Plus, with the unique rush pay system, Bet Rivers Sportsbook can authorize most withdrawal requests instantly. Customer satisfaction is always their number one priority, and Bet Rivers will match your first deposit up to $250. Unlike some other sportsbooks, Bet Rivers only requires a one-time pay-through to turn bonuses into cash. Experience the difference for yourself. Just go to BetRivers.com. That's BetRivers, BetRivers.com. You must be 21, must be present in Colorado, Illinois, Indiana, Pennsylvania to play. BetRivers.com. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Doug Peterson told Les Bowen of the Philadelphia Inquirer in a text, he's, quote, leaning towards taking the next year off and preparing for the next season, essentially taking the Mike McCarthy route, right? Remember, McCarthy took a year off, had his whole, like, staff in his basement in Green Bay, watch film every Monday of Tuesday of all 22. You know, you need a little bit of football reputation rehab. You need to kind of get away from it some, convince everyone that you're going to learn from your mistakes and worthy of being a head coach. I think it's healthy. It's a healthy thing. But it's really going to be interesting to see, you know, Doug Peterson, because you want to talk about a guy who had a meteoric rise and now a quick fall. And, you know, look, I mean, if Carson Wentz has a great year next year, there could be a little bit of a backfire. It could be like Aaron Rodgers and Mike McCarthy. Now, McCarthy still got to keep his job, but right now, if you're like, who was right and who was wrong, Aaron Rodgers was right and Mike McCarthy was wrong. That's the risk you run. I don't think Peterson had another option other than being a coordinator for somebody. And he probably is one of those, now that I've been a head coach, I'm not really sure I want to be a coordinator just yet. So let's see how this cycle plays out. But it is interesting, you know. There's also the possibility, look, if and there's still, you know, a big job available, if Eric Bieniemy moves on from Kansas City, then he could go to Kansas City and be the OC there, which would reunite him with Andy Reid. Not crazy. And that would be another image rehab. That's why he's leaning towards, but not closing the door.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific.
Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio. We are alums of the same high school, so is his sons. And, of course, he's now president of the Pro Football Hall of Fame, and he is one of the emotionally, physically, historically largest men to not just hold this office, but to be around football. He leaves an indelible impression. He's Big Dave Baker, president, Pro Football Hall of Fame. He joins us on the Doug Gottlieb Show. Dave, how are you?
Hey, Doug, it's great to be with you. You know, I got a lot of affection for you, and I can tell all your listeners that you were one of the greatest high school basketball players in the history of California.
I appreciate it. You can be my hype man anytime. What's this been like for you where you have a year, right? You guys had you put so much money into expanding, developing, fixing the stadium. The Pro Football Hall of Fame is out of this world nice, but you couldn't have a class this year. You couldn't have people come. That celebration of the launching of football season, that this year was so different. What's that been like for you?
It was hard. It was horrible. It was terrible. But I'm not sure it's any different for anybody else this year. We've all been through it. We've all been through it together. The Pro Football Hall of Fame, Doug, had never been closed other than Christmas or Thanksgiving in its 58-year history. And then all of a sudden, we're closed for 93 days. Our enshrinement, which had been going on for 58 years, is kind of one of the best 4 days in football and kicks off every NFL season, is where we make a lot of our money. But it's really what we do, our mission, which is to honor the heroes of the game. And when that canceled, we was planning on the best, event ever. It was our centennial class for the 100 years. So we had 20 enshrinees for 2020. And then for everyone's safety and abundance of prudence, we had to cancel it. Our saying is that this next year we're going to have twice the fun in 21. And I do think we're going to combine it with the class of 2021, which certainly is going to have Peyton Manning in it, but I think it's going to be one of the best classes ever. It's going to be one of the finest, gatherings in football ever. I think absolutely and ever. It's going to be a great way to kick off next year, August 5th through the 9th. But it's been hard. It's been challenging. But I think, I would tell you, Doug, I'm real proud of the NFL this year because I think the commissioner, the networks, the union, the players, the coaches, the referees, everybody came together and said they were going to make this happen. They were going to start on time. They're going to finish on time. They're going to play all their games. Here in Ohio, the Ohio State, Buckeyes canceled 3 games, just one team. The NFL played 256 straight, and they had to postpone some, but they didn't miss any. So I think, as you know, I'm a great respecter of the values of the game and the values that you learn in sports and the lessons you learn in sports. And I think from that, we can all learn how to huddle up, all get on the same team, and that we're going to overcome adversity. And I think if the NFL can do that, we can get our economy going again.
Dave Baker,
educate our kids.
Dave Baker, who's the president of the Pro Football Hall of Fame, joining us. The Ford Hall of Fans at the Pro Football Hall of Fame reveals 6 nominees for the class of 2021. Voting is open now. The Ford Hall of Fame has those 6 nominees for the class. You mentioned Peyton Manning. I mean, all the talk today is of one of his contemporaries, Philip Rivers, and whether or not he'll be a Hall of Famer. Of course, Drew Brees likely to retire. Everybody thinks he's going to retire as well. Wouldn't it be unique in when they're first eligible if they could go in together, considering they were once in the same team with the Chargers?
Yeah, it really would be unique, but it's incredible what's happened. But again, I think you got a lot of quarterbacks coming up. You got Peyton, you got Drew, you got Aaron Rodgers, not too far out there. But what I would say, Doug, it's not easy to make it into Pro Football Hall of Fame. There's been 330 million young men like you and me and now some women that have played this game. There's 5 million that have played it in college. There's only 29,000 who've ever been paid to play it, coach it, or officiate it in the National Football League. And as of today, Doug, there's only 326 at Bronze Bust in Canton, Ohio, and 169, I think, living gold jackets. So, Philip is a guy that will have to get some consideration. I think Eli Manning won 2 Super Bowls. But I'll tell you, it's hard, and it should be hard to make it in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. It is a high, high honor.
It absolutely is. Dave Baker joining us on the Doug Gottlieb Show here on Fox Sports Radio. All right, so what's this year's announcement? Last year, you're showing up on set with Jimmy Johnson, right? You're popping in, you're surprising people. Are you going to jump out of a plane and bring down an envelope? Like, what are the surprises going to be like this year?
Yeah, now, when you're 400 pounds, you don't feel real comfortable jumping out of planes, Doug. But, I think we're going to find a way of reaching out to guys. And, of course, this is different because most years we invite guys to the Super Bowl and we knock on their door. Last year, when we opened up the envelope, we pretty quickly realized that, we had one coach who was going to be on CBS in New York. on Saturday and the other one in L.A. on Sunday on Fox. So we put together the flights, figured we could do it, and both networks wanted to do it. And I think CBS and Fox both said it was one of the greatest moments in CBS Sports and Fox Sports. But, you know, what was special about that is really that the fans got to see how much it means to these guys. Bill Cowher is a very stoic guy, and you probably know him. He's got a, you know, a chiseled jaw. But I'll tell you, when his daughter and wife, who we got just moments before to come over, walked out, he was just blubbering. And Jimmy Johnson stopped breathing. He has an inhaler and had to go to it at the break. And I think Howie was on one side, Terry was on the other, and they were concerned he was going to go down. But everybody on the set was crying. And when that happens, you know, respectfully, they're not thinking about how much money they made or their gold jackets or their Lombardi trophies or their Pro Bowls. They're thinking about their mom. They're thinking about their dad that inspired them or that coach that wouldn't let them quit or their teammates. And they're thinking about that journey. I mean, one of the guys that was the greatest for me, strangely enough, is, Brett Favre. I thought, I knew I was going to knock on Brett Favre's door when I got up that day. He did too. But when I told him he was one of the 302 best coaches, best players, coaches, and contributors of all time, he kind of hung his head like a 10-year-old kid. Yeah. He put his hands in his pocket, and there was so much humility in him, Doug. He knew the shoulders that he stood upon. And afterwards, I was talking to him, and I said, "How you doing?" He says, "Are you kidding?" He said, "I just shook the hand of Roger Staubach." Yeah. And I thought they would have met at some golf tournament or something like you guys do. And he said, "No, you don't understand. All my life I dreamed of being Roger Staubach." And he said, "Now I guess I'm on his team, right?" And I said, "You're on his team forever." And I think when we enshrine guys, Peyton Manning knows that, sooner or later I'm going to tell him he's in the Hall of Fame. I think it took like 10 seconds for his presentation.
Yeah.
But, when we enshrine Peyton, it won't be the polished pitch man, the 45-year-old veteran. It'll be that 10-year-old kid who started the journey in his backyard with his dad and Eli and Cooper. And to me, that's what we want to catch. We want to honor them in that way. It's not about Dave Baker. And frankly, a carrier pigeon could do my job. I tell them they're going to Canton. I thank them for all they've done and all they're going to do for the game. And I promise them that we'll guard their legacy forever. Those three things. But then you get to see how much it means to them.
Dave Baker joining us in the Doug Gottlieb Show on Fox Sports. Yeah, it's pretty cool. I mean, Brett Favre's dad was a high school coach, in Mississippi. I mean, when your dad is a coach and you played for him, and then, you get up there and you start thinking about your dad, and it's a lot. You think about all those practices when you're kids and all those dreams you have. Now you're one of the greatest players ever. For somebody who has not visited the Pro Football Hall of Fame, when everything opens back up, what's the thing that will surprise them the most?
Oh, yeah, well, I think this enshrinement is going to be the greatest gathering in football ever. I really do. We're probably going to have 160 Hall of Famers there. But there are a lot of things there. I mean, there's a holographic locker room with Joe Namath. There's the, we get the Lombardi Trophy a year before it's presented at the Super Bowl. There are just tons of exhibits. We see it's the most inspiring place on earth because every day we have people who are terminally ill, and frankly, they want to go through the Pro Football Hall of Fame, of all things, before they die. But one of the newest things that we're excited about, 3 years ago, we got started with the Ford Hall of Fans. And Ford has been just a spectacular partner for us with the Hall of Fame. They have honored the hometowns of our Hall of Famers. They have a Ford Proud to Honor Heroes program where, frankly, some of the greatest veterans and most courageous guys who've laid their bodies and lives on the line are honored. But especially this year, I think, with everybody coming together and everybody going through this, the real thing that was missing was the full stadiums of those great fans. You played, at a lot of different levels, and you played for the fans and you played for your teammates. And what Ford has done is they go out each year and they find six of the most deserving fans. And they are people that you have you would recognize, frankly, from watching TV. It's Bear Man from Chicago, and the Dolphin Man from Miami, and the Puppet Lady from Kansas City. And they go find the most passionate fans for all their teams. And this year, you know, they've got six fans, and you can go to FordHallOfFans.com. That's FordHallOfFans.com. And through between now and February 1st, you can vote for the person you think is the most deserving to be inducted into the Ford Hall of Fans in Canton, Ohio, at the Pro Football Hall of Fame. And each year, you know, you can vote through February 1st. And frankly, at the Super Bowl, I will not only, as I normally do, knock on the doors of those who are enshrined in the Pro Football Hall of Fame, but I'll knock on the door. The last 2 years, it's been three fans each of, you know, of the different teams. And it's, you know, we will induct them. They don't get a gold jacket and they don't get a bronze bust, but they will be inducted during the enshrinement at a separate ceremony. And they actually get a blue jacket, kind of that Ford Opal blue. But we've got, you know, fans that represent the Arizona Cardinals, the Baltimore Ravens, the Cleveland Browns, the Dallas Cowboys, the Las Vegas Raiders, and the Pittsburgh Steelers. And so all your listeners can vote for their favorite fans and see if they end up being inducted into the Ford Hall of Fans.
Awesome stuff. Dave, I can't thank you enough for joining us. Look forward to catching up in person. Hope you and your entire family are well, and thanks for joining us on Fox Sports Radio.
Same to you, Doug. I'm a longtime fan of yours, and I'm a longtime listener. Take care. Good luck.
Thank you so much. That's the great Big Dave Baker. Have you ever, Byer, have you ever met Dave in person? I mean,
I've been in the same room, obviously, when they would do the Hall of Fame. Never met him personally.
He is a giant of a man. And, like, he's one of those guys. He was a basketball player at UC Irvine. And he's one of those guys that he shakes your hand. And I have big hands. You know, like, I'm 6 feet tall, but I have big hands. Like, I have the, let's see, if you do the quarterback thing, like, it has to be over 9 inches or whatever. Like, I have big, big old palms of hands. Your hand feels like a child's hand. And you're like, oh my God, he would crush me. Like, he would crush. I never, when I visited Oklahoma State, Big Country, he wasn't still there, but he was hanging out and we were drinking beers. And I looked up and he was holding a beer can and it looked like a shot glass, right? That's what you feel like Dave Baker's hands when you hold a beer can. It just is a giant man, but an absolute gem of a person. It's the Doug Gottlieb Show live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio studio. Call 888-FARMERS. You could save a whole lot of something on auto insurance. The NBA is putting sportsmanship off to the side for the time being. I'll explain upcoming next.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live. The Press.
Dan Byer, go.
Doug, this is what Chiefs head coach Andy Reid had to say today about the status of his quarterback, Patrick Mahomes.
It's hard to stop somebody from using their legs and running when they choose to run. So if he can't do that, he's probably not going to be able – he's probably not passing protocol to be able to do that. So, you know, you don't want to put him out there if he can't – if he's going to be in – he can't move.
Now, with all that being said, Mahomes officially listed as a limited participant in practice today. Reid said that he looked good and took all the snaps, but again, remains in concussion protocol.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Okay.
Clyde Edwards-Helaire, by the way, limited in practice with his hip and ankle injuries.
Okay.
These are not good things. These are not good things. When you talk about, you don't know if your quarterback can run and move. And your running back is not out there. We're on a Wednesday. Thursday is a more important day, obviously. And the game's not until Sunday, so we're okay.
Relax.
And as we mentioned earlier, Doug, and you were making the point about Aaron Rodgers talking about the Bucs beating them earlier in the season and how you can't have it both ways. Not a lot is being talked about with the Chiefs win in Buffalo earlier this season. So I think that it's, you know, to Rodgers' point, if everybody wants to talk about that Buccaneers game, I don't think many people are talking about the Chiefs win earlier this year.
Completely and totally agree.
Moving on, Doug, some news from the NBA. According to ESPN, the league is urging team security to stand at midcourt to dissuade opposing players and staff members from giving hugs and handshakes during pregame warmups.
What do you do? I mean, what do you do?
Remember there was a time in the NBA where nobody would shake hands after a game? They just leave?
Yes, they still do.
Some of them do.
But it's before the game. Sometimes they do. Sometimes they
But now there's so much.
Now they just point. I mean, like, look, I'll tell you, in AAU basketball games, sometimes teams want to do it, we'll do elbows. But most times we just point to each other like, hey, good game.
I just remember that the sportsmanship teams would just leave. Yeah, maybe a coach would point and say, see you later. But now it's before the game. It's after the game. It's let's give a hug. Let's do this and that. But I feel safe in saying you go back to film 20 years ago and teams just left. Nobody was hanging out to say what's up, and now they seem to do it all the time.
Yeah.
By the way, the Blazers-Grizzlies game tonight has been postponed. 16th game this season in the NBA. 11 players out of 502 tested positive for COVID-19 this past week.
Wait, 11 players out of two?
502.
Oh, okay.
Yes, yes.
I didn't hear the 500 part.
That's all right. Maybe I said it softly. Or maybe I skipped it and didn't realize it. Quite a situation earlier today in Major League Baseball when there was a report out saying that the Blue Jays were close to signing Michael Brantley to a contract. Then multiple outlets refuted that report. And then it came to be known that Michael Brantley signed a 2-year deal to go back to the Houston Astros worth $32 million. So he will not be joining George Springer in Toronto.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's funny how the reports
Houston's
come out.
Still good. Like, yeah. Toronto's spending a bunch of money. Are they any good?
Huh?
Yeah, they're going to have a heck of a lineup.
Yeah,
they're going to be able to hit.
That's pretty cool.
They can always hit. Can they actually pitch? And they're in that division. I guess Tampa's not the same, right? Trade away Blake Snell.
Yeah,
But the Yankees can really hit, and the Red Sox suddenly stink, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're not. Mm-hmm. Baltimore's so it's really Baltimore. Just trying to compete with the Yankees.
Mm. Yeah.
And that's what the Blue Jays will end up doing. You mentioned the Doug Peterson news just a bit earlier, telling the Philadelphia Inquirer leaning towards not coaching in 2021. We found out the contract terms for Dan Campbell, at least the year's 6-year deal to become the Lions head coach in Detroit.
Six.
Made it official today.
Yeah, I you know, who knows on these contracts if it actually means 6 years. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had heard Dan Campbell. I mean, when he was in Miami, remember he came in mid-year and he was a replacement, and great energy, great former player, big presence, and remember who he's replacing? Replacing Matt Patricia, who everybody hated. Dan Campbell's a guy everybody likes.
Yeah,
Matt Patricia's a guy who never played for a guy who played and relates better to the players.
Yeah,
you know?
Finally, I'll leave you with this note. In the world of soccer, Cristiano Ronaldo today became the sport's all-time leading scorer with his 760th goal, scoring it for Juventus in their Italian League match today. So, Leo Messi's about 40 goals back, 41 goals back to be exact, but no one in the history of soccer has scored more goals than Cristiano Ronaldo.
Hey, get out there and press!
That was the press.
I did not know that. No one scored more goals than Cristiano Ronaldo in the history of soccer. Huh. I literally didn't. Yeah. No idea.
He's second all time to scoring with women. John Ramos is number one. No, I'm just kidding.
Ramos. Scoring. Scoring at home. All right, we'll keep an eye on Kyrie tonight. He's back with the Nets. They're 10-point favorites. It's a lot of points. I think they'll cover. They're taking on the Cavs. That's in like an hour. All right, just keep an eye on some of my betting picks with basketball. All right. Tomorrow we'll give you the coach. The man genius will join us, as will Brandon Whedon. This is the Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio.